I've heard some folks refer to cattle as hamburger on the hoof. With this reference in mind, the past few weeks have had me salivating as I think of all the luscious jellies out there still on the bush. Yes, each of those fragrant, bee-attracting blooms is a bit of jelly still on the plant, and I can't wait to harvest the fruits and heat up the kitchen. In the past few weeks, this year's currant bushes sported lovely, fragrant yellow blooms that promised tasty currant jellies, while hundreds of chokecherry bushes blossomed out, hinting of savory rose-red bliss. Unfortunately, the sandhill plums flowered early enough that a frost damaged many of their blossoms. Despite the damage, I hope to harvest a few of the fruits for the jelly pot. I've kept an eye on the wild grapevines nearby, but I can't tell whether to develop a hankering for wild grape jelly or not. Grapes are difficult to predict because the plant can set little clusters, but dry conditions can shrivel them before they even become raisins, or you have to beat the wild creatures to them. Birds love their little purple fruits, so it's a contest to see whether I can pluck these from the vine before my feathered neighbors eat them first. I did have currants last year, but I also had free-range chickens that quickly dashed my hopes of beating them to the harvest. I'd eyeball the deepening color of the round fruits each day, and by the time they reached picking perfection, my 30-some walking egg factories had gobbled them. I felt lucky to find a handful to toss in my salad by the time the chickens finished their feasts. This year, I'm down to 3 chickens, so perhaps I'll get a bowl full of currants for jelly making. Because a combination of early blooms and late frosts and droughts have wiped out all hopes of summer jelly making in recent summers, I'm watching this year's plants with an eagle eye. Barring insect or hail damage, I'm hoping this year's prospects look good. Currently, no pun intended, scores of empty jelly jars occupy my pantry. Each container is a silent testament to my failure to harvest a single chokecherry or sandhill plum in recent years. If there were wild grapes, I didn't find enough to amount to a pot of simmering purple brew. My goal this summer is to harvest bowls of currants, buckets of chokecherries, and hopefully grapes, with a pan of sandhill plums added as each fruit ripens at the right time. I intend to create a little magic with some simple ingredients such as sugar gel and sugar added to my boiling fruit juices. At exactly the right time, I'll pour the resulting ambrosia into empty fruit vessels, seal them, and let them gel. Then I'll stack the results in front of my kitchen window to let the sun shine through until it looks like a cathedral window instead of my normal glass. After enjoying the visual effects, I'll share the goodies with family and friends all through the winter so they can savor summer's flavors on toast and biscuits. Until next time, this is Karen Madoran living the good life on the High Plains.